This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Rapid sevenfold never been observed at WIPP increases in salt convergence in Panel 7 where waste is planned for disposal. From October 24th through October 31st, 2016, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, MSHA, conducted a special inspection of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIPP and found rapid sevenfold increases in the convergence rate of the Panel 7 salt formation where the DOE plans to dispose of radioactive and hazardous waste when reopening the dump in early January. Convergence happens throughout the mine on the floor, walls, and ceiling. Miners use ground control tools such as roof bolts and shaving the walls and floors to address convergence. Between September 2014 and October 2016, MSHA identified 34 deficiencies related to ground control. In early December, MSHA cited 5 additional ground control violations, 4 of which remain unresolved. WIPP is located 2,150 feet below the surface. Salt creeps around the waste containers and encases them. In September, MSHA inspectors found recent evidence of accelerated creep in Panel 7, Room 4, in excess of 10 inches per year, double the steady rate. They report, quote, a subsequent reading just days later indicated that the rates had increased to about 36 inches per year at these two monitoring stations and to 25 inches per year at the third. Such a rapid increase in convergence has never before been observed at WIPP, end quote. After that inspection, a massive 200-foot-long salt slab collapsed from the roof in Room 4. Miners who were there just 20 minutes earlier heard the fall, observed the dust storm, and were evacuated. MSHA reports, quote, just 5 days before the collapse, technical support's visual inspection did not indicate that a failure was imminent. The convergence monitoring, on the other hand, gave about a month's warning, end quote. Even though remote convergence monitoring is used in other mines, WIPP miners manually take measurements at the stations located approximately 75 feet apart throughout the underground. MSHA recommended that WIPP install readily available real-time remote monitoring system, which, quote, could have provided an accurate estimate of time and the impending collapse so that the miners could have been withdrawn, end quote. MSHA inspectors met with the underground miners about their ground control concerns. One miner said, quote, the ground control program is now running around and putting out fires when roof support used to be more systematic. Another said, the ground in the underground is not waiting on us. Time is not on our side. And another recommended, we should secure the rooms that we can and then move on. We should not try to save everything, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and a link to the MSHA report, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.